Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did
you
see, were you able to see the moon this morning?
No.
It's like 3 times the size of what it usually
is. I had my eyes open on the drive over. All right. Navos said, let's begin. So we left off, I'm sorry? No, I accidentally hit the... okay, so we left off halacha perek beis. See, what did you say? Halacha dalet. Vav. Good. Fine. Afapi shatshuva v'atzaka yafa liolam. Even though, again, tshuva tzaka in this context means calling out or tefila are always good. Ba'aseres hayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim hi yafa biyoser. Again, there is a special koach for tshuva and for tefila. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, umiyad hi miskabeles, and immediately again, if one does tshuva tefila during this time, that tshuva and tefila is immediately received. Shene emar, because the pasuk says, dirshu Hashem bihi matzo, seek out Hakadosh Baruch Hu when He makes Himself available. Krau biyisol karov, call out to Him when He is close. So also, the idea that the Rambam is saying over here, and this is quite fascinating, is although we have the ability for tshuva and for tefila all of the time, there is something about the Aseres Yimei Tshuva where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special window, a special opportunity for connection. When is this true? I'm sorry? It's a sale, right? When is this true? B'yochid. Aval b'tzibur calls man she'osim tshuva v'tzo'akin b'leif shalim hina'anim. So the Rambam writes, when is this true, that Aseres Yimei Tshuva represents a specific and unique opportunity for connection? That's only for an individual. But a tzibur has a congregation, a collective, a group, has a special koach, and anytime they do tshuva, and they call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a complete heart, hina'anim. They are automatically answered. Shine'emar, ki Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kar'inu elav. Who is like our God, Hashem our God, who is available to us whenever we call out to Him. So again, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, exceptionally powerful for the Yachid, but the Rabbim have the ability to go ahead and connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and engage in a restorative or cathartic tshuva process whenever the Tzibur chooses to do so. Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur is a time that is ripe for tshuva, for every individual and for the collective. And Yom Kippur is the end of the window, the closing of the window, or it is the time for mechila. Mechila is forgiveness. Slicha, now both actually, mechila is really absolution. Slicha is forgiveness for all of Klal Yisrael. So we'll say, what the Rambam is building up over here is the following. That in Halacha Vav, so the Rambam said that any time is proper for tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is a time that is most ripe for tshuva for the individual. But now what the Rambam is saying is, but out of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the day that ultimately has the greatest koach of tshuva is Yom Kippur itself. Levichach, chayavin hakol la'asos tshuva, so this is a fascinating statement. Therefore, everyone is obligated to do tshuva and to confess on Yom Kippur. So we'll say, well, what's the pshat? If you, this doesn't read straight. So on the one hand, Rambam says that Yom Kippur is a time for tshuva for every individual and collective, and it is the end. It is the time. It is the end of the window for tshuva. Therefore, the Rambam says, therefore, you're chayiv to do tshuva. And vidui. What's the pshat? Where does he get from that statement that you're chayv do tshuva and vidui? So what the Rambam is saying is something so profound. What the Rambam is saying is, once you know that there is this thing called Yom Kippur, once you know that there is this time that is so auspicious and ripe for tshuva, there is an obligation to take advantage of it. It's not just the pshat that it's there and it's nice and it's very good. Once you know that it exists, and once you know that you could go ahead and wipe the slate clean, and once you know that you could start all over again, and once you know that you could repair your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once you know those things, then by definition you have to take advantage of it. There is no such thing. There is no option of not taking advantage of it. Such an interesting idea.
That the Rambam saying here is happening on Yom Kippur.
This is correct. This well, It's a process. What the Rambam is saying is it culminates on tshuva, on Yom Kippur.
Having done tshuva
during Aseres Mitzvah, or potentially even beforehand, right. One must somehow bring that process together on Yom Kippur itself. And again, yeah, correct. I think it's, yeah, look at the next line. He says, Ulfichach, I'm sorry, umitzas vidu Yom Kippur. And now that I'm saying, so what does it mean? So, well, say it's an important idea, because one thing we've seen is what Moshe is pointing out, which is that, according to the Rambam, so tshuva is a process. You can't just do tshuva. You have to embark on the journey of tshuva. What the Rambam seems to be saying over here is whether I begin that process or whether I end that process on Yom Kippur must be a day in which the tshuva process unfolds. Because since Yom Kippur again represents this incredible opportunity for absolution and forgiveness, failure to take advantage of Yom Kippur is in and of itself, it's a chait as well. So he goes on, Lefichach, I'm sorry, mitzvah vidu Yom Kippurim, and the mitzvah vidu on Yom Kippur, mitzvah of confession Yom Kippur, sheyaschil me'erev hayom kodim sheyocham. I will say the halacha is that we begin to say vidui already on mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Shema yichanik pesuda kodim sheyizada. Because we're concerned that perhaps a person will choke in a suda mafsekes before having an opportunity to do vidui. I will say, in other words, that technically speaking, vidui should only begin when? On Yom Kippur itself, by Marav, on Yom Kippur should be the first vidui. Why are we doing vidui already again now on Erev Yom Kippur? So again, I will say it's very strange halacha. So because I'm concerned that maybe I'm going to go home and eat my sudum of sekes, and chas shalom, maybe a person will get a little bit carried away with eating. Person may choke, and therefore again they'll die without having had the opportunity to do vidui. So first of all, you should know in general, you know, we don't take this. Let me give an example. So let's say again, the Gemara Maseches Gittin discusses this. A man goes ahead and sends an agent to deliver a get to his wife. Meaning, so we'll call him Reuven. So Reuven sends an agent, a shliach, to deliver a get to Reuven's wife. Reuven's wife lives overseas. So the shliach goes. So the Gemara says, how is the shliach able to go ahead and deliver the get? After all, does he not need to be concerned that what? That maybe the husband died. Maybe the husband died. Remember again, there's no communication. You can't communicate with the husband. Maybe the husband died. Ain get la'acham. He said you can't go ahead and deliver a get after the husband died. And remember again, it makes a big difference if a woman is an almana versus if she's a grusha. If she's an almana, if she's a widow, she can marry a kohen. If she's a widow, she might be entitled to more support from the estate. So how can you go ahead and deliver the get? Perhaps the husband died. To which the Gemara gives a very simple answer: l'shema meis lo chai shinon. It's not that we operate. We assume that if a person is alive, they have a chazaka that they are still alive, and that chazaka only changes when you have concrete proof that a person is dead. So again, we never take this approach in halacha. Let's do something now because maybe I'm going to choke at breakfast. You know, where do we ever see such a concept like that? But what is the halacha saying? What the Rambam is saying is he's trying to stress something. And sometimes, again, the best way to stress something is through a little bit of exaggeration or hyperbole. So the Rambam is saying over here is that taking Yom Kippur is such a profound opportunity for forgiveness. Yom Kippur is such a profound opportunity for slicha u'mechila. It's such a profound opportunity for connection that we don't want to chas v'shalom lose out on that opportunity. So therefore, again, what are we going to do? We're going to push back that opportunity even to mincha. Why? So we say because maybe you're going to choke. What is maybe you're going to choke? Maybe you're going to choke is I'm so scared. That maybe I'm going to miss out that opportunity. Am I really concerned that I'm going to choke? Is that really what the halacha is concerned? That a person is going to choke the sudum afsekes? No. Because that's not the way that halacha operates, but rather, again, what the halacha is trying to express to us is the incredible preciousness of the opportunity. That we are so scared that the day is going to go by with failure to seize the opportunity in the most meaningful way possible, that we even back it up to Erev Yom Kippur, even before Sudam Afsekes. So the Gemara goes right there. Excuse me, the Rambam goes right there. Va'afapi shezvad kom deshachol. And even though now I went ahead and I did vidui before I ate, chozer umisvad b'leil Yom Kippurim arvis We do vidu again on Ma'ariv. V'chozer misfadu b'shachris. We do it again. Do vidu again in Shachris. Ube musaf, ube mincha, ube ne'ila. V'heichal misfada. And I will say, where do we do vidu? Yochid achar tefillah. So we'll say, we know the structure of Shemona Esrei. So we say the bracha of Hamrecha Samo Yisrael b'shalom. We actually conclude formal Shemona Esrei. And then we insert vidu into our Shemona Esrei. However, again, u'shliach tzibor, beemtza tfiloso bebracha revius, and the shliach tzibor, the chazan, inserts vidui in the middle of the fourth bracha. Okay, let's do one more halacha. Havidui shenagu bo kol Yisrael, the vidui that we say today, aval chatanu, v'hu ikar havidui. So also what Rambam saying over here is, he's referring to that phrase, aval anachnu v'avosenu chatanu. This general phrase that we have first, about the nature of vidui, and then afterwards the ashamnu bagadnu gazalnu. So begin with a general statement that we have sinned, and then again we get into the specifics of the sin. V'huikra vidui, averos. Now this is a fascinating halacha. Averos shezvad aleim yom kippurim zeh, sins that I have repented for on this yom kippur. Choser umisvad aleim yom kippurim acher. I have to continue to go ahead and repent for them. Next Yom Kippur, afa pi shu omid b'tshuvaso. Even though I have not repeated that particular sin. Shene emar, ki p'sha'ai ani eida v'chatosi negdi samid. Because the pasuk says, I know my mistakes, I know my sins, and my sins are perpetually in front of me. So we'll say, this is a fascinating dispute, for a fascinating discussion. The case of Mishnah brings down, it is a dispute in the following situation. I committed Avera A, and I did Tshuva for it last year. Last year wasn't a good year. Right? I did certain Averos, I repented for them. I did not repeat those Averos again, Baruch Hashem, over the course of this year. So again, let's say 57-73, I did Avera A. Baruch Hashem, 57-74, I did Yom Kippur, I did Tshuva for it, and I did not repeat that chit over the course of 57-74. So the question now becomes, on Yom Kippur 57-75, do I still have to do Tshuva for a sin that I repented for last year, and did not repeat? I'm not a repeat offender. I didn't do it again over the course of last year. So the Rambam says yes. The Rambam says halacha, and this is very profound, because according to Rambam, what that means is, once I make a mistake, I carry that mistake with me throughout my life, and I repent that mistake, essentially Yom Kippur after Yom Kippur after Yom Kippur. What about the fact that, come on, is that right? I did Tshuva for it. I made a mistake. I did Tshuva for it. Why can't we let the past be the past? The Rambam's not telling you to remain mired in your mistakes. That's not what Rambam's saying. What the Rambam is saying is, the best way to remain vigilant against relapse, the best way to make sure that I don't repeat the same mistakes over and over, is how? To remind myself that I fell prey to them in the past. Because the moment that I think that I am no longer, that I am above sin, the moment that I think that I am impervious to the temptation, is the moment that I set myself up for failure. But if I remember my mistakes, not because I'm reliving them, not because I want to make myself into a bad person, but I'm reminding myself of what I've done. I also remind myself that I did tshuva, reminding myself of the mistakes that I made in the past, says the Rambam, is the greatest insurance that I don't repeat it again in the future. All right, we'll stop over here. In minutes, we're going to pick up with this halacha tomorrow. So we'll see, right? What does that mean? How far do you take this? So we're going to continue with that in meditation tomorrow. We all need to know.